Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the first book of Chronicles. Satan now made a move against Israel. He incited David to number Israel. So David told Joab and the commanders of the nation to go and number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and to bring him word that he might know the total. Joab said to the king, "May the Eternal make his people 100 times as large as it is today. But is not my lord their king, and are they not my lord's servants? Why should my lord the king insist on this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's orders overbore Joab. So Joab retired. He went all over Israel, and then came back to Jerusalem. Joab reported to David the total number of the people who had been registered. In all, Israel amounted to 1,100,000 men at arms, while Judah numbered 470,000 men at arms. Joab had not counted Levi and Benjamin among them, for the king's order was detestable to him. Now God was displeased at this action, so he struck Israel. Then said David to God, "I have sinned greatly in doing this. Pray, take away the sin of thy servant, for I have done a senseless deed." The Eternal said to Gad, David's seer, "Go and tell David that this is what the Eternal says. I put 3 things before you. Choose one of them to befall you." So Gad went and told David that the Eternal said, "Take what you please, 3 years of famine, 3 months of defeat at the hand of your foes, while they chase you and cut you down, or 3 days of the Eternal's own sword, pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Eternal dealing death over all Israel. Consider," said Gad, "what answer I am to take to him who sent me." "I'm in terrible difficulty," said David to Gad. "However, let me fall into the hands of the Eternal, for his mercies are many, not into the hands of men." So the Eternal sent a pestilence upon Israel, and Israel lost 70,000 men. God even sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem, but as he was on the point of destroying it, the Eternal looked and changed his mind about the punishment. He said to the destroying angel, "Enough, hold your hand." The angel of the Eternal was standing beside the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And when David raised his eyes, he saw the angel of the Eternal in mid-air, holding a drawn sword over Jerusalem. Then David and the sheikhs, clothed in sackcloth, dropped on their faces, and David said to God, "Was it not I who ordered the people to be numbered? It is I who sinned, I who acted so wickedly. But these poor creatures, what have they done? Let thine hand, O Eternal my God, be against me and against my father's house, not against my people, to plague them." Then the angel of the Eternal ordered Gad to tell David to go up and erect an altar to the Eternal at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. At the bidding of Gad, who spoke in the name of the Eternal, David did go up. When Ornan turned around, he saw the angel, and his 4 sons who were with him hid themselves. Ornan was threshing wheat, and as David approached him, Ornan looked out, and when he saw David, he went outside the threshing floor and bowed to the king with his face to the ground. Then said David to Ornan, "Let me have the site of this threshing floor in order to build an altar to the Eternal, that the plague may be averted from the people. You must take full price for it." "Take it as your own," said Ornan. "Let my lord the king do whatever he pleases. Here, I give you the oxen for the burnt offerings, and the threshing sledges for wood, and the wheat for the cereal offering. I give you them all." "No, indeed," said David to Ornan. I will buy it for full price. I will not take what belongs to you for the eternal, nor offer a burnt offering that has cost me nothing." So David gave Ornan 1,000 gold guineas for the site, and there David built an altar to the Eternal, and offered burnt offerings and recompense offerings, worshiping the Eternal, who answered him from heaven with fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Then, at the bidding of the Eternal, the angel sheathed his sword again. You've been listening to the Word of God from the First Book of Chronicles.